Business Environment, Module J, Unit 19, Activities 18-19. Checks and Balances.
Professor Wentworth is going to explain what checks and balances are about.
The U.S. government was founded on the principle of balance, that no branch of government could dominate another.
Okay, for balance. What about check?
In order to balance the three powers, each of them has to check the other ones.
Can you clarify the idea with some practical examples, please?
For example, Congress is responsible for passing laws, but it's up to the president to okay them. So the executive branch checks the legislative one.
All right. Any other checks?
The president nominates judges, but Congress must approve them. In this case, we have a cross-check. The executive over the judicial, and the legislative over the executive.
How does the judicial check and balance the other branches?
Judges can declare laws unconstitutional, but Congress can remove judges from the bench.
I'm starting to see what you mean.
Actually, checks and balances is a system of power sharing. It doesn't stop there.
Doesn't it now?
In the U.S., they balance responsibilities between the federal government and state governments. They balance influence between big states and little states. And they balance rights between the needs of individuals and the needs of everyone.
Isn't that a big mess?
Well, the resulting system might look like a complicated maze of boxes and arrows, but it's really quite simple.
If you say so, Professor.